Hello, the Heather's Cast. Congratulations on your role in the show. My name is Colin, and I will be your music director for this show, and I'm very excited to work with all of you. I am making this voice memo to just kind of brief you on how I'd like you to prepare for camp. So if you've worked with Mitch before, you're probably used to these. Please bear with me. I'll try and keep it short. There are kind of two main aspects to the camp preparation in terms of music that I'd like you to focus on. The first one, this one applies specifically to leads. It does apply to everybody, but specifically to leads, if you sing your own song or sing in a duet or a trio, please learn that music. And I'm not going to make tracks for you. The track would essentially sound just like the original soundtrack without the words. It would just be piano. So you are responsible for learning that music. It should be pretty easy if you, you know, have been singing these songs. It'll be just like that. The score is very similar to the score, meaning what we're going to play, is very similar to what the original soundtracks sound like. And that is true for both West End and Off-Broadway recordings, depending on which one you prefer to listen to. Please note that West End has You Are Welcome, which is replacing Blue in our show. Obviously, it's much less inappropriate. And plot-wise, gives Veronica a little bit more, power in her character, in a sense. And I don't know, I guess we'll talk about what that means later. But the point is, leads, please come to rehearsal, understanding and having memorized your music. Rehearsal, I want to be about how we're singing, not what we're singing. And, you know, really all that will happen in rehearsal if you don't come memorized is I'm going to ask you to leave the room and memorize your words, because there's not much else I can do to help with that. So, of course, if there are harmonies and other, arrangement type things that are, you know, not obvious just by listening to the soundtrack, then of course that is the kind of stuff that we will work on in rehearsal. So I'm not expecting you to do all of that. I'd just like you to know what you're singing so we can focus on how you're singing it in rehearsal. So that's the first portion. The second portion is stuff that I have made tracks for. There are a handful of songs in the show. Sorry, my screen's dirty. There's a handful of songs in the show that have full ensemble SATB singing in the background. And if you're unfamiliar, SATB stands for soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and those are just vocal parts from high to low, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. If you are, if you've sung in a choir before, or if you have done music theater for a while, you're probably familiar with this system and what your part is. If you are unfamiliar, women usually sing soprano or alto, with soprano being higher, and men usually sing tenor bass, with tenor being higher. I don't care which part you sing. If you are a woman and would like to sing tenor bass, or a man and would like to sing soprano alto, that's fine. What's important to me is that you are comfortable singing the part that you are going to choose to sing. So if you are, say, historically you've been a soprano, and you go and listen to these soprano tracks, and you're like, wow, these are really high and kind of uncomfortable, then please, you know, shift yourself down or go an octave down from the soprano track. And on that note, I also don't care which octave you're singing in. So if, you know, say you're a bass and you listen to these bass tracks, which in my opinion are pretty high for basses, but it's what the score said, so that's what I did, then you can, you know, you're like, man, this is tough to reach. Please take it down an octave. That is totally okay. The important thing is that you are singing the right notes and that you are singing them comfortably. That will be the best sound, is that you are comfortable and confident singing what you're singing and not straining or pushing and trying to hit a note that isn't in your range. So there's that. And if you don't know which vocal part you are, just experiment. See what is the most comfortable for you. Typically, bass and soprano have easier parts to sing, whereas alto and tenor have a little more tricky parts to sing. So, if you're looking for a challenge and you're comfortable, try those inner parts. But if you're like, man, I'm new to this whole singing thing and I'd like to take it easy, stick to those outer parts. It's totally up to you, okay? I'd like everybody to learn all of the parts. Let me take that back. I'd like everybody to learn their part for all of the songs that I've posted. And again, there are only 5 or 6, so it's not that much music. Even if you're a lead, I'd like for you to learn your part. So if you're a lead and you say you're a tenor, please learn the tenor music for each of those songs that I've posted. And I'm using a Google Drive right now. I don't know what Laurelie will use, but in the Google Drive, each song has a folder, and then within that folder it will say, okay, tenor with OST for original soundtrack and tenor part only. So I've played it with the original soundtrack so that you can hear your part in context where it is. And the idea there is that you can listen to it over and over and over, listen to it kind of normally like you would listen to the soundtrack by itself, but your part is being played on the piano a little bit louder. So that way when you listen to the song, you can hear your part over you can hear your part within the context of the whole song, and it will start to sound like the melody to you if you've listened to it enough. That will make it easier to remember. And of course, please practice singing with these tracks. And then there is the part only file, which is the same thing without the original soundtrack beneath it. That is if you need to practice and it's hard for you to hear what's going on. And so you can, find that part specifically and listen to it over and over in isolation to help you learn what you should be singing there. Of course, pianos can't play words, at least not simply. There's some weird signs that maybe they can, but anyways, that's not important. I cannot play words on the piano, so please follow along in the sheet music in the back of your scripts for these songs so you know what you're supposed to be singing. And that's all the preparation I'd like for you to do, is leads, know your music coming in, and everyone else, including leads, so everybody, learn your vocal part for all, five or six of those songs. There is one discrepancy. In Candy Store, there is S1, S2, and A. So S1 is a higher soprano, S2 is a lower soprano, and A is alto. Please choose whichever you'd like. The score actually calls for only three girls to sing there. I'll talk with Ty and Kira to decide how that will be split up in terms of if that will be only three girls or if all the girls will sing there or whatever. But until then, everyone, please learn, all girls, please learn those parts, just because that will make it easier for when we decide later. And then there is another kind of point that I just wanted to make sure was clear. I only played music during heavy harmony parts. So if you're reading through and you're like, man, there's ensemble is singing here. And I don't hear, Colin playing anything on the piano over the track right now. What's going on? The reason for that is either A, they're singing in unison. And so, it's just whatever note you hear and whatever octave you want. There's no having to split the harmony. And so that, then that makes it kind of easy. Or B, the harmony was really short-lived. I mean, if it's a couple of notes, then I didn't want to go and take the time to split that up and have you practice, a one or two note little passage thing, in terms of, if one song has, two measures of harmony, I didn't want to do a full song have you learn, that thing for rehearsal, because it's so short that it's not even fun to practice and it just seems weird. So that's the kind of thing that we can do in rehearsal. But there are a handful of songs, like the ones that I did do these tracks for, that are long enough. The harmony parts of it, the ensemble parts of it are long enough and full enough that I was like, okay, it'll be great to have people prepared to sing these when we get to rehearsal. That way we can focus on, again, how we're singing them, not what we're singing. And of course, we will review these things, but I would like for people to come to rehearsal clearly being able to sing and hear their part in any of these songs, okay? This is becoming a long voice message. I told you I'd keep it short, so I have to stop now because I've kind of lied. But thanks for listening to this whole thing if you did. If not, hopefully you're still prepared. And I am looking forward to working with all of you. Like I said, this is going to be such a great time. And that's all I have. Please feel free to email me with any questions about the music, or if you have special requests, please let me know in terms of like, I'd like for you to slow down this music or what have you. That's totally fine if you need to practice with a slower track. I'll be out of the state, but I will have my computer with all of these files on it, so I can manipulate some of it for the most part. Okay, good. Very good. Ciao for now.